This week is Parshas HaChodesh. So Chodesh HaZehu Lechem Rosh Chodeshim. The Emes Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, states as follows. Kosev HaRamban, Ukevar Hiskiru Rabbeseinu, Zehu Inim Va'omru Shemos Chodeshim Olu Imanim Mibavel. The names of the months that we now use today came with us up from Bavel. At first, we didn't have months. Aval kasher, names of months. Aval kasher, alina mi bavel, chorzanu likro ha-chadoshim, chodoshim, shenikron ba'aretz bavel, lahazkir kisham amadu, umisham helanu. However, when we left Bavel, so we continued calling the months by the names that we started calling them there, Tishrei, Nisan, Iya, Sivan. And we continued calling it when we came back to Eretz Yisrael to remind ourselves that we were in Bavel. Hashehelonu Hashem Yisparach. Ki Eila Shemos Nisan Iyer Vizulasim Shemos Parasim. These were Persian names. Below Yimtso Rak Besifrei Neviyeh Ubechol Bavel. We only find these in the Sefarim of the prophets of Bavel, of Megillas Esther. V'ne yesha tzmoa. Madu be'emes azbu lashon hatar v'naktu lashon paras. So why is that? So Rabbi Yaakov says, so why should we have left the lashon of Torah and go by the lashon of the Persians? U'beprap b'shemos ha'chadashim, sheyesh b'hem shemos avod azara, kigon tamas. And in fact, some of the names even include ideas from avod azara. Uviemes matina should be made by Yisheni Hoysa Asafam and Deveres Bisrael Lashon Arabi. And in fact, during the second bias, what was the Lashon? What was the particular Lashon that we use? Language was Aramaic, but Rak Divrei Torah Kosev B'Lashon Kodesh, and only Divrei Torah did they say in Lashon Kodesh. For Halo B'Mitzrayim. But even Mitzrayim, what one of the great things that Klal Yisrael accomplished was the fact that they didn't change their language. They used Lashon Kodesh. Should we have to understand what we saw in Gemara Yomash Bevayis Hashenu Chosru Chamisha Dvarim? In the second bias, we were missing five different aspects. Harisha mehem hu ha'orom, asher nignas bimei Yoshiyahu ha'melach. The first one that we lost was the Aron HaKodesh, which wasn't there. Although the Rambam holds that it was just underneath. The machlokas between the Rambam and Ramban, what gives the Kedusha to a basic Knesses? And which is discussed, by the way, in the Eretz Tzvi by Rav Herschel Shechta Shlita. And one of the ideas, the machlokas, the way the Rav Soloveitchik explained it, was that according to the Rambam, what gives it the Kedusha? The Kedusha is the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah must have been there. It's just underneath. We didn't know where it was, or it wasn't exposed. As far as the Ramban is concerned, what gives Kedusha to the basic Knesses is Tefillah, our actions. So therefore, according to the Rambam, what the Rambam is saying, the base, of course, this idea of the Aron HaKodesh was present. It was just underneath. Ulach Oram Mashmer the Hatam the Chosah HaOram Bebayi Sheni Hu Mishum Shenis Ali Min Ayin. And Mestamer, what it means that the reason of the Aron is that we couldn't see it. Ach Lo Kei Mashmer Masechus Shkalim. That's not how it seems to be. In Masechta Shkalim, the Isa Hasam, Maisa Bekoin Echad, Shehoyim Misasek V'Roz HaRitzpa, Shehi Meshuna Mechavar Teo, famous Gemara Mishkalim, that one Kohen saw that there was something wrong with the floor. He sees that there is a movement, something which wasn't exactly even. Bava Amel Chavera, he was about to tell his friend, look at the floor, meaning he was discovering where the Aron HaKodesh was. He wasn't able to even finish before he died. And there we realize where the Aron HaKodesh was, but of course it wasn't told to anyone. Hari avshe yadu eifo ha'aron nignas afa pikein lo ha'lula makomo. But the fact, even though they knew what the Aron HaKodesh was, they still didn't bring it up. Beveis kodshei kodashim. Ubehechro shehois ha'sibam yucheda shebebai yisheni lo ye'aron b'makomo madua. So Rabbi Yaakov says, very simply, so why is that? Why don't we? Why didn't we bring it up? Nira she'ole bavel. So he explains, it seems that the ole bavel shebonu was bayis hasheni. Yodu ki lo ze habinyan sheyama de olamim. They knew that this bayis, this bayis sheni, would not be forever. Ve'ein chazarasam le'eretz Yisrael b'tkufasu ha'geula shlema. And they knew that this chazar, this return to Eretz Yisrael, was not perfect, was not going to be forever. Datam ha'isa kibinyan ha'bayis b'tkufa hazoz lo noad elu l'hakin esa'am l'tkufas ha'golos ha'arucha. And the whole purpose of coming back into Eretz Yisrael at this point was simply to prepare Klal Yisrael for the long golos. Al pi shuras hadin hayohem tzrichim liyishar b'vavel ozman rav. Mipi halacha, really what should have happened, that Klal Yisrael should have remained in golos for a long time in Bavel. Ela shirasa hashkacha shekevah la'achas shivim shana shel golos Bavel. Kvar nitma v'nizare rov ha'am v'magayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that we were so weak at that point. There was no infrastructure. At that moment, that Klal Yisrael, after 70 years, became so assimilated, we never would have survived in Golos. Ubaruch Hashemesh, and it was readily apparent. Ki im yisakfu b'nei Yisrael b'Golos, meos v'alfei shanim, if we would have stayed for 100 and thousands of years, she'oz bevadai lo yatzliach ha'am lehishar b'zehuto ha'myuchedas. We never would have survived, we wouldn't have succeeded. V'shuv lo yiyeh esmi l'gol. There would be no one left to bring out of a golos. V'lochein chomal Hashem al amo, and that's why God had tremendous rachamim. V'hotziyam mi'bavel v'achzirim, that's why he brought us back. Be often zmani l'eretz Yisrael, even for a limited time. Limited time here, hundreds of years. But during these hundreds of years, the Rabbi Yaakov was going to explain, that's when we fully developed the infrastructure, the Torah Shebaal Peh. Ubona lehem es beis habechira. V'hakol b'chtei sheyeshuva v'yizchatzko b'yisodos amuna. The whole purpose was to bring us back, to create great foundations in Amuna. V'yiyu mechusanam lekros tkufa hagolos hamara. And then we would be ready to live in golos. B'chdei la'adgish u'lahamchish la'am sh'adayin heim lo nig'alu v'chi bi'etzem adayim heim b'golos lo helus haron. Ah, so now, why didn't they bring them the Aron HaKodesh? To let them know. To show this, there's something missing. And there's a reason why it should be missing. So you know this is not permanent. Mekora kedusha b'vayis rishon mimakom shenignas v'she'iru b'makom ki adayin eina geula shleima. Machmas hacharasim zu. Because of this realization, she'adayin lo higia hageula hashleima, Hinhigu Oli Bavil Kama Vakaman Yanim Shu Osam Kamosha Hoyanoga Mitzkufa Sagolas. Therefore, when they came back, these Oli Bavil continued to practice certain minhagim that they had when they were in Golas. Laharu Shabi Emiskufa Sagolas Bavil Adayanim Sheches Vahabinyan Hanivna Aina Ela Aroy Vyotali Kharav. That's why, in other words, to show that we're not having a complete binyan. It's going to be destroyed again. I remember sitting in Shir, Rav Soloveitchik, we were learning Gemara Shavuos, And we were discussing Kitchel Shaisa, Kitchel Yosel Lavo. Whether the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash dissipated after the Churban, it was still there. And it was a very dark day at that point. I remember looking outside. I could imagine, even this day, just seeing it where I was sitting. I was sitting to the left side of, to the right of the Rav. And I was sitting in between Rav Aaron Kahn and Rav Yaakov Neuberger. I had difficulty understanding the dialect of the Rav at that point. So I used to bother Rav Aaron. I used to start bother Rav Yaakov Neuberger just to repeat what the Rav said, because I couldn't understand his verbiage. I was a very annoying Talmud. So, and I remember it was very dark. It was about to rain. It was pitch black outside. This was talking about at 12 o'clock in the morning. And the Rav was talking about this idea of Kitchel Shaisa, Kitchel Yosel Lavo. And the Rav mentioned at that point, he says, the ghost of the Churban HaBayis Rishon was always present in the second bayis. That they always knew that this bayis was going to be destroyed. And that's what Reb Yaakov here is trying to say. Machmazeh kisha'olam mibavel, because of this, chazur lekros ha-shemos ha-chadoshim v'shem shenikmubot. That's why they used the names of the months that they said in Bavel. A constant reminder of where we are. We're still in Golis, even when we were in Eretz Yisrael with the Bayesheni. Ukamosha kosav ha-ramban lahazke kisham amanu umisham he'elunu Hashem Yisbarach. There to remind us that's where God put us and that's where He took us out. Kolomar, kidei liskar shabi emes lo negala bi ofer mushlam, v'lochein gam lishonim nisham b'lashon agolus. That's why we also use their lashon, their language, lashon arami. Arami is somewhat close to Hebrew, but it's not Hebrew. It reminds me, it sounds like Yiddish. Using the Yiddish is the language of Golus. Our language is Hebrew. V'lo chazra l'daber v'loshen ha-kodesh ma'sha ha-yamara ki'ilu heim nigalu bi'ofen sofi. V'nira shezeh gam hatam madua nechtaf hatam al-Yerushalmi ba'aramis. And that's why the Yerushalmi is also written in Lashon Aramic. D'bish l'ma ha-bali shenechtaf b'bavel nechtaf b'svah ha-medina. I understand. Bavel, when they wrote the Torah Sheba'al Peh, they wrote the Gemara, so they used the language of the time, because that's where they were. They were living in Bavel. Aval Yerusham, Shenechta Be'eretz Yisrael, Madu, and Nechta Be'aramis, Aval Dvarenu, Na'asizeh, Me'atam. So now I understand. Because the Gemara Yerushalmi, what is the Gemara's? We weren't ready to live. You think about our life. You know, people like to say, some movements like to put down orthodoxy, to say, do you think the day of orthodoxy, the day is mamish the way it was during the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, and to show that it's all made up? Chas v'shalom, nothing. I mean, there was Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebaal Peh, but the mode of that we worship today of Judaism is the result of this bayis sheni, tefillah. Right, Anshe Knesset Gadol created tefillah, the Torah Shebichsav and the Baal Torah Shebaal Peh, the creation during the second bayis, which led after the Churban, of course, but it was already the activity of creating the Mishnah and the Gemara, and then to have the Rishonim and the Achronim. All of this is a result of this time period preparing for us in order to survive this great Golus. V'ayin le'el v'parshas v'yichi she'bi'arne l'fizeh madu b'emes lo kam melech mimalchus be'stav v'tkuf hazu. Also beautiful. Why was it that what we went through here, why didn't we have another melech from be'stav? Ki l'hamid melech mizera melucha ha'isa be'osa shah k'neged ruach ha'makam. That's against what the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted. Ki ha'malchus melech hamlechus melech mimishpachas David. Hamelch Hoysam is Pareshus ki ilo higiu ketayam vagulu hatida. Had we done so, then we would have thought we would have said, oh, we finally came to the mamish, the geula. It's also a musa for us today to understand. I believe by Emunah Shleima that we are so fortunate to live in a time of the haschala, in the beginning of the geula, the haschalta de geula. But we still have so much more, so further to go into the geula shleima. Too often I find that people think, oh, we finally have the geula, we're back in Eretz Yisrael. Let's bring everyone together. Let's stop with all the different minhagim. You know, the minhag sfarad, minhag asher. Let's make one minhag, bring all of Klal Yisrael together. And perhaps what the Emes Yaakov is really hinting to us yet even today, we haven't arrived yet to the geula shleima. We're still in galus. In a chinami, the Kadosh Baruch Hu has given us back Eretz Yisrael, Medina Eretz Yisrael. It's mamish. We're living in a time of nisim neflos, but it's only haschalta de gula. We may have experienced a yitzias Mitzrayim, but we haven't completed the coming into Eretz Yisrael. V'lochein lo ha'iru chachmei Yisrael lebeis hachashmonayim. And the Emes Yaakov says, and that's why the Chachamim weren't so, they allowed it, even though from the Chashmonaim, the Ramban says it was also for a Kohanim to take the Melucha. The Rambam, you know, says, no, the only Isser is to be a Melech al Shevet Yehuda. From Yisrael or from a Kohen, only Shevet Yehuda must have a Melech of David. Liorazen Navin Davar Tamua Beseda Navim. And from here we can understand something difficult in Seda Navim. Shari Navuas Chagai Hamashiachle Beruba Abinyan Bayesheni Chagai, which concentrates on Bayesheni Nemra LaAcha Navuas Yecheskel Hamavaseret Lano Al Oros Binyan Bayes Shlishi. And this is why Chagai, which comes after Yechezkel, and Yechezkel was already had a vision, but the third abayis. Adarava, ikash lichoso shachagai haisa letzavos Rosh Yehuda, lola letzapos lahamten laachros hayamim, ela levnos ben tayim mikdashani. Chagai said, don't wait to the end of the days. Don't worry about the third base of mikdash right now. Build one now. Why is Yechezkel talking about the third one? We didn't get to the second one yet. And non lefima shekasur shapenich. And now I understand. The nevuas Yechezkel odos habayis hashlishi behechrach. Hoysed shricha lehiyos mukdemes. Really, the bayis shlishi should have been first. Kizeu abayish es simen es ha-geula Yisrael shlama. Ule nevuah zu tzipui b'nei Yisrael me'ez churban abayish. That's the nevuah. That's what we were thinking. That's what we were dreaming about from the first bayis. L'geula ha-tida ma'she enken chagen istava abayish ha-sheni shahoya aroi. But Chagai was summoned to speak about a temporary Beis HaMikdash. Ubo b'zman golas chalokas. And that's what it came at the end. Ulefi devarenu elu yeshlanu levara hapasik lahalom b'parshat b'shalach. Ad yavor amcha Hashem, ad yavor amzuka nisa. This pasuk in the Shira we state in Gemara Barachas. Ad yavor amcha Hashem zubi yirishona. Ad yavor amzuka nisa zubi yishniya. That's the second coming. There really should only have been two. There should have been what? Yitzias Mitzrayim, and then the Gullus of Bavel, and followed by the Binyan Bayis, the Bayis, the permanent Bayis. But because of Shigora Machet, meaning we weren't able to withstand the Gullus, V'hainu Shebe'emes HaYitzrichim Rak L'Shnei Bios, Hainu Binyan Beis HaRishon Binyan Shlomo U'Binyan Beis HaShlish B'Meah Mashiach Avol Gora Machesh in his Arvavu in his Bolulu Min HaGoyim V'Husrach HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Ga'olam the ofan araiv livnos bayisheni kedel shelo yishtaku beumos. So the reason, there should have been only two. We never should have come back from the Bavel. And there should have been one coming back, rather than coming back and having a second Churban. The beautiful idea of Yaakov Kamenetsky. In other words, even the names of the months, the reason why we took it on, because we recognize the chesed that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave to us in bringing us back for this Geula. Because in order for us to survive the greater Gullus. The Nesiva Shalom has also a very beautiful understanding. Vayom Hashem Moshe v'yelarum b'eretz Mitzrayim lemer ha'chodesh hazeh lechem rosh chodesh mishanu lechem. Rashi writes in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, shelo ha'yutzorach l'haskelus ha'torah ele mechodesh hazeh. We should have started from here. From this parsha, why do you have to start from Bereishis? Harei shemitzvah zu shekiddush ha'chodesh bo ha'roi l'haskelus ha'torah. That's a start from this point. So first of all, in the Siva Shalom, I want to explain something from Rashi. Two, I want to understand why Dafki here, Achodesh Hazeh Lochem, is also talking about in the parsha of Korban Pesach. Ubimilchilta Darshal La Pasik Zeh Achodesh Hazeh Lochem, Lomona Bo Adam Harishon. Kilomashamimot Adam Harishon and Yisiz Mitzrayim Hayumanam Lachama. Until this time, mankind, how did they count the chodesh of the years? They went by the solar months. We are now going by the lunar months. For Rakhma HCT is Mitzrayim the Stav of Mrs. Kiddush HaChodesh. Hischilu Limnos Luvana. Rishon Hulachem, to us, this is how we count, not the rest of the world. The Lola Akum. Nimtsu Lemaidim Shi Yisrael Monim Luvana Ba'akum Lachama. That's the way the world goes. We count lunar months, and the rest of the world counts solar months. But tzarech be'erbeinian zeh. Lo medafka b'mitzvah zu, a Torah madgisha lechem lo la'akam. Why, first of all, why dafka do we have it like this? V'chein yesh lahavin kushyus ha'mefarshim. Lo menemar be'eretz Mitzrayim. She'ein ha'tar mefarshis b'chol dibra heichan emar. Why does it say, yeh dafka, he tells be'eretz Mitzrayim, this is the halacha says it's only inclusion in Eretz Mitzrayim. The parish by Eretz Mitzrayim, the mechilta shayachutz lekrach kederach nemosha, amakatesis eretz. So why dafka over here? We don't mention kabris avicha b'mecha. You know, like as if okay, here in Eretz Mitzrayim, I'm going to tell you the halachas of kibud av v'eim. Why dafka you mentioning it? Va'inyan behektem mashematina bechazal, shefliga meod begodel inin kiddush levana. Kemosha Darshim and Apasa Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, call him Avarach HaChodesh Bezmanoki the Makabah Bnei Shechita. Anyone who is Mavarach the Chodesh is as if he was Makabel, the Pnei Shechita. Kisiv Hocha HaChodesh Hazeh, Kisiv Hasam Zeh, Keili Vanvehu, Shalom Matzin Kagon Zeh Ben Yonam Achim. Something so unique, something special about Kiddush HaChodesh. Yesh Lomar. De inyan Yisrael mona lilavana hushalavana yesh zmanim shehi b'shah choshech ve'ein roam bo shum nita shalor. B'nei Yisrael count the months through the solar, because there are times that Klal Yisrael, the times an individual is found himself in the darkest of times. Ach gam b'shai ha'chashachas yodim shehi taschas shuv l'hoyer k'rishonu v'tachzim aloha. But I want to remind you that even in this darkest of times, it's going to change. It's going to come back. There's going to be light again. Kachim chaye am Yisrael k'dugmas ha'levono. This is the life of our people. Kol seder hachayim shel am Yisrael rotzav zmanim shechoshech v'afela. Our lives have history, years of darkness. Rov yemeim begolias v'sovim tsaros rabos v'ros. And in fact, the majority of Jewish history is found in these dark times. Ach Yisrael monen levana va'af b'sei asanis yodim. But we count by the luna to know. Sheshuv yoshuvu l'ha'ayir k'rishona. We're going to come back again, like it was. Ukemosha omen bebirchas halavana. Chok uzman nasan lehem shelo yishanu es tafkidim sasam v'smechan lasos ratzon konam. In the brachas of Levana, as we say, Chok uzman nasan lehem, we shouldn't change the tafkidim. We should be sasam v'smechan shegam v'zman shehi achashecha sasam v'smechan. Even in the darkest of times, we should be happy. La'asos ritzon konam kach b'Yisrael. Shekol she'ena behester panem ena mehem. Sasam usmeichem la'asos ratzon konam. We are happy to do ratzon konam gam be'esach ha'sheches, even in the darkest moments of our lives. Zeru perish parshas achod, perish achod is alechem. Lochem lo la'akum. She Yisrael domim lo levana bekach. She sod kiyumim. Whom he told Choshev Afela, Adei Yeshuv al Ha'ir Kimei Olam. We are compared not to the Akam. The Jew is Domim Lelevana because that's our Yesod, the Kiyum that we're going to come back. It's interesting in Nitziv. Nitziv in his Parsh, in his Perish and Haggadah. And has an amazing Pshat. He wants to explain that. Out of Yetzias Mitzrayim, what does it mean if God didn't take us out of Mitzrayim, we still would have been there, Mishakam? He said the change of life, change of history, human history. I think Thomas Hegel spoke about this. The Hegelian notion of his history of every nation goes, there's a time that starts, it goes up to a climax, and then it falls, and then it disappears from the world. That began in the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the history of the nations. And what's interesting to say, the history of the nations, there was the nation of Greece, the reign of Rome, the reign of Babel. They came to greatness, and then they were gone, dissipated. Not true of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is always domain to who? To a Levana. Why? Because, yes, we had the Malchus that goes up, and the Malchus was lost, and now it's returned again. There's always a bitachon in the end that Klal Yisrael will come back. V'ad k'day kach she'kol she'enu behest ha'panem ein ha'mehem. Al kein tziva kodesh baruch l'Yisrael al inin kiddush ha'chodesh. B'mitzvah Rishon, that's why God told us immediately. She'betorah kodem mitzvahs korban pesach. K'day l'rameiz al inin zeshu yisod v'shorash ramunah. So I wanted to show you that this is the Yesod and the Shorish Amunish Yisrael Monim Lelvana Vegamba Eishaya Chashechas. I want you to count this. Hachorish Hazelachem. This is the first. Because as you accept Kabbalah Satorah, as the Karban Pesach which shows our complete Amunah in the Kaddish Baruch Hu, as we are Makar of the Karban, to understand, there will come a time you won't even be able to be Makar of this Karban. This which shows your fidelity to Kadosh Baruch Hu will be taken away from you. And yet, look at yourselves like a Kiddush Levana. There will come a time you will be Makar of the Karban again. That's the Amunah Shalema that B'nai Yisrael have. She Yisrael Monim Levana V'gam Be'eshai Chashekesh Ma'aminim. It's not a Stam Chosha B'Alma Elazu B'Hashkacha Pratis Me'Shem Yisbarach. God put us here in this time for a reason. Chazal dimu inin zesh Yisrael monim levana v'yakam monim lechama shahachama sholetes b'yom v'ina sholetes b'layla. The sun, the chama, is sholet during the day, but not at night. Halavana sholetes b'layla uv'yom. Nirmaz b'zeh shagoyim afilu chasidei umas olam. Even the great Gentiles of the world, Ovdim is Hashem Rak Biyom Bizman Sha'ar Lehem, they only worship the Kaddish Baruch Hu when? In good times. Ava Belaila B'matzav Shel Chashechesh Einem Ovdim L'Hashem. V'heim Mebatim B'yotzim, they kick and they leave. V'eina Yodim in Havoda Shavemunascha Balelas. They don't understand the concept. Vemunascha Balelas of a Yisrael Monim, Lilavana Shaletas Beyamu Valaila. We count the Levana, which is a Sholet in the day and the night. Him Omnim Zeshem Yisparach Kolamatzavim. Shehim Nimsa Mechashecha Ka'ora. And we are always Tamid Maminim Shemasha Yisem Yisparach Osa HaKolatov. And we believe, even in our darkest of times now, is Latova. Afilu b'matzavim shachashechas u'matzuka v'hakol shava etzlam. V'zui mitzvah harishonish etzavi, and this is the first mitzvah. Shebechinas mesuyemes harei zu ha-mitzvah gadola b'yoser, that even when mechashrim kashelam nira shum netzashalor, even when we can't even see a possibility of light, gam oz ma'minim Yisrael b'munu shalema, the Avas Hashem Yisbarach La'ama Yisrael. And nevertheless, we believe in the love that the Kadosh Baruch Hu always has for us. Shekol Hanagaso Imohem Hirak Letova Megodal Vasoso Yisbarach Aleihem. And that is why when we're counting the Chodesh, when we're looking for the Chodesh, we look for that spark. At the end of the month, when the moon is gone and we're looking for the dimmer, that glimmer, the two Adams, I just saw it over the horizon. And that's where Mekadosh the Chodesh. Mekadosh the Chodesh is that moment in order to show us, to show Klal Yisrael, to show all individuals within Klal Yisrael, the Haschalah of Amuna, it's beginning again. You could feel the purpose now of a Chodesh HaZel Lochem, of why there is a Parshas HaChodesh. The Parshas HaChodesh now just, it brings it home. What are we doing? We're beginning to get ready for Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Jew who's living in Golus at this moment, Moshe Rabbeinu and Torah was preparing us, not simply for the time of the first Yetzias Mitzrayim, but the future of history. The future of the Jewish history, which was going to be dark, for whatever reason, that's not the purpose of our discussion. But whatever reason that we're going to be in the gullus of a notion of Haschalah and Amunah, that we're going to come out of it. There's going to be a future. And that's the idea of HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, HaParshas HaChodesh. Od Merumas B'mitzvah HaChodesh HaZeh. Every Jew has to be mischadesh, has to change himself like a new creation. And the first mitzvah to tell Klal Yisrael, Hainu hadavar rishon shemakadosh b'Yisrael, Sherosh l'chol tzorach Yehudi tomen l'schadesh. You have to remake yourself every day. Not to be satisfied with where you are, but to change. HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem teaches you an emunah in the future. And it teaches you an emunah in yourself to change every single moment, every day, to give yourself a new beginning. Zeu in Yisrael monon levana shimora chidush v'schadush ki yachama ora gadol v'chazik me'od but ain bo shum chidushim. There's no change when it comes to the sun. It's warm, it's constant, it's powerful. Shebechol shis alfei shnin he me'ira tamei be'osu mida. The whole 6,000 years, it continues. It never changes. Aval ha'levana yesh batamet chidushim, u'levana amar shetischadesh. But the levana, the moon, is constantly changing from our perspective. It's here and then it's not here. La'musei betan she'matidam l'schadesh kemosa, she'yehuda yischadesh tamet mechadesh. We have to constantly change and perfect ourselves and to begin anew. The mitzvah ha'chodesh hazeh lochem li'yos monon levana hi mitzvah rishonah shetav Yisrael. Why? He mishkafes es mitziyosu sh'am Yisrael ali admas. This represents us. It represents Klal Yisrael. It represents every single Jew. He went through so much the stories of David, the constant, the family interreactions, the rebellions, the kacham Yisrael, overim koyimayim, kashiyim, tlos who goes, we had such difficult lives. The David HaMelech Mesamalos HaMetzia Shechayi Am Yisrael. And David HaMelech represents this. So I'm David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam. Makes out so much beauty, such a beautiful thought. And that's why when we're saying in the Psukim, we say Simen Tov HaMazatam, we say David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam. Why do we mention at that point? What does that have to do with anything? Now it's so beautiful. David, with everything that went through, all the dark times, Melechai V'Kayam. The Gemara says Nebuchadnezzar had beautiful shiros Shpachos, beautiful. And finally, such beautiful shiros Shpachos, they had to stop him. Malcolm had to stop him from saying it because came to the point they were even more beautiful than David HaMelech. But David HaMelech's Shirim, that's what we daven with. That's what we use all of the Tehillim. Why? Be'emunascha b'leilos. Because David HaMelech still had emuna even at nighttime. Even at nighttime. And that's a real emuna. That's a pure emuna. That's a pure belief in the Kaddish Baruch Hu. So now I believe we can understand a little bit more. Why is it that a Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, why is the Parshas a Chodesh? Why, besides the fact that obviously historically it would make sense to read the Parsha this time, because Nisan, this is when we get Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, we're talking about Nisan, and then we're coming up to Pesach and Yetzias Mitzrayim. But between Rabbi Yaakov and the Siva Shalom, we have a beautiful, more beautiful understanding of what is accomplished here. Because as the Siva Shalom is pointing out, we live lives of light and we live lives of darkness. And we have to realize that even in the time of great darkness, the aura is going to come back. Life is going to come back. The beauty of our history, the people, the Jewish people will always survive and will come back then again to have a Geula Shalema. We reminded ourselves, Rabbi Yaakov says, we took the names of the months from Bavel and we brought it up with the Eretz Yisrael to remind that this is not a permanent solution when it came to the second bias. We understood that. In the words of the Rav, we understood that the ghost of the Churban of the bias Rishon was ever present in the bias Sheni, but we didn't give up hope. We created institutions, we created aspects that will help us survive thousands of years in Golus. And Baruch Hashem, after thousands of years, and after a tremendous Shoah, a tremendous destruction of our people, 3 years later, Medinat Yisrael was given to us. How does that occur? I said a few weeks ago, Vayishma Yisrael. He heard of the greatness of what? Of Kriyas Yamsuf, and he heard of the greatness of Milchamas Amalek. And I said, what does that mean, Vayishma? What about all the 10 plagues? What does it mean he heard about this? Heard about the unbelievable emuna of Klal Yisrael. Who are these people? Who are these people who were able to come out of Mitzrayim? What kind of a history do these people have? Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The 12 brothers. Then you go, what happens from that? How many years was that? And all of a sudden, the Jewish people to go into Golus? To go into Avdus? How did they remember their past? Who could live? If you imagine you have one good year in business. 30 years, you're a pauper. And you remember that first year? Well, that the person who remembers his first year of succeeding is the one that even after 30 years of not making money, will be able to make money in the 32nd year. Because he has an emuna shalema that he's going to be able to turn things around. And that's what HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, that as we approach Pesach, which is G'shem Sh'nig'alu B'Nissan, is the way we were Goel, in Nisan of Yetzias Mitzrayim in the future would also occur, also in this Chodesh, in a similar manner. That only can come about when you believe HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. You have the ability to change, to be Meschadesh, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu will be there with us to bring the Geula Shelema.